The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. Welcome to another program with the Truths to Live By radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. And you're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. It's my hope and prayer that we might be a blessing to you today. We return to 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we'll look to verse number 5 for our reading today. You find your place there, and I'm going to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we love you now because you first loved us. Thank you for the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for his redemption of our souls, his removal of our sins, and his return in the rapture of the church to take away those who are his own. Lord, we love you for all you are, for all you've done, and I desire your help now. Speak to your people, I pray. Help us to be a blessing, to glorify you in this time of preaching. And we ask our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so thus far we have studied together on this thought of finding our way in days of apostasy. And I have mentioned up to now four main points which stand as signposts to mark the way. They stand as lampposts to light up the way, the old paths, for the good minister of Jesus Christ and for the faithful member of the body of Christ, to light up the old paths in these dark days of apostasy, when men are turning away from the truth, when there is a spirit of antichrist and apostasy in the air, when there is a spirit of aggression and anarchy in the land, when there is a spirit of apathy and amnesia in the church, when the time has come when men will not endure sound doctrine, when men are turning away their ears from the truth and turning unto fables. We have stated thus far that we must get back to the truth of godly living. Number two, the truth of sober thinking. Number three, the truth of right standing. And then number four, the truth of Bible preaching. Today, we are looking at the truth of faithful serving. Now, these words apply in particular to God's man, the pastor, the preacher, the man God has placed over a local assembly of saints. But these truths we can all take home and tuck away in our hearts and ask God to make us better servants for the kingdom and cause of our Lord Jesus Christ as we seek to spread the gospel and see God raise up his church and call out a bride in these days. And so the truth of faithful serving, signpost number five, we must serve the Lord. Consider these words before we get into the exposition of the text. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. We ought to have that desire to be found faithful in the service of our Lord. So notice these words from Paul to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Four simple thoughts. We see the portrait of a shepherd. Watch thou in all things. We see the portrait of a soldier. Endure afflictions. The portrait of a soul winner. Do the work of an evangelist. And the portrait of a servant. Make full proof of thy ministry. And so the shepherd is to watch in all things. Paul says, Timothy, you need to watch. You need to be of a sober mind. Maintain your alertness at all times. That is, watch in all things. A shepherd must be vigilant in all things if he would prove his love and protect the sheep. He cannot let down his guard, not even for a moment. You see, the shepherd's heart, the pastor's heart, must be filled with compassion. But he who is full of compassion will prove it so, for there will be many nights when he will lay awake while the sheep are sleeping. He lays awake all night in prayer to God for them, that he might be able to watch. For see, under the shepherd's care, there may be that sheep that is nearing heaven's shore, but there may be that sheep that is next to hell, on the brink of destruction. And so the shepherd, who is watching in all things, from heaven's end, from hell's end, here on earth in the middle, he knows those under his watch need to come to Christ. And so he's watching, he's waiting, he's praying that he might be able to watch. But he's watching that he might be able to warn. The man who fails to watch will not warn the sheep when the wolf comes. And he warns that he might be able to save the flock from the wolves that are lurking about. Paul reinforces the matter of being a shepherd to Timothy. The pastor is to be a protecting man. Then he says, endure afflictions. Here we see the portrait of a soldier. These two words together are the same used as in chapter 2, verse 3, where there they are translated as endure hardness. A soldier must be ready and willing to face hardships along the way. He must patiently continue in spite of them. The soldier who is not ready for battle and tough and hard enough to endure the hardships, to undergo the hardships, to suffer the trouble and heat and hurt of the battle, will not prove to be a very good soldier. Paul says, endure afflictions. Let God make you into the soldier he wants you to be. William Burkitt, an old commentator, or a commentator of an older time of years gone by centuries ago, wrote this on this thought of enduring affliction. He said, he that fears the frowns of men can never discharge his duty faithfully to God. So I would say it like this. Let us serve in order to secure the smile and pleasure of him who hath chosen us to be a soldier. Fear not the frowns of men. Look to the smile of your Lord, and let his smile put courage in your heart to be a faithful soldier, to be a good soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The pastor is to be a persevering man. He is to be a soldier. He is to be a shepherd, protecting and persevering all the way. But then he is to do the work of an evangelist. He is to be a soul winner. He is to be a preaching man. The work of an evangelist is the preaching of the gospel, the spreading of the gospel of Christ. He is to be engaged in shepherding the people, in soldiering in the battle, and then in spreading the gospel of Christ. An evangelist is a preacher who goes out among the people. He goes to announce the good news of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. May God help the pastors of all people inside the church to be soul winners who are busily fishing for men. A protecting man, a persevering man, a preaching man. But now we see the portrait of a servant. He is to make full proof of his ministry. Paul now deals with being a servant of the Lord. He was to make full proof of his ministry. This means that he is to carry out fully or entirely accomplish the ministry that God has given him to do. He was to take advantage of every opportunity that God gave him to do the work of the Lord. He was to make every advancement possible that he could in the work of God. You see, this word ministry here, it means one's attendance as a servant. It means official service. It deals with administration. It deals with office. It deals with relief. It deals with service, with serving. But it comes from a word which means a minister, a servant, an attendant, a waiter at the table, or in some other menial duties is the same word. And it most likely comes from a word which means to run on errands. And so we see then that the ministers of Christ are nothing more than errand boys for the King. We are to stand off along the side of the wall, willing to stand in a place of obscurity, but willing to stand and serve at every opportunity, greatly desiring to get tidings from our Master to bid us to go and tell, to run on an errand for Him. No wonder Paul said, Timothy, make full proof of your ministry. Don't just be a protecting man. Don't just be a persevering man. Don't just be a preaching man, but be a proven man. Let no man despise thy youth. That day was certainly there for Timothy, for Paul had already exhorted him in the first epistle, the 4th chapter, verse 11. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. In other words, they were going to talk down to Timothy and think down on Timothy. He would be disesteemed, disrespected, wrote off as unqualified, as unfit, as unable, because he was young, not of the proper age. He was a youth. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. If we're going to make it in these days of apostasy, that will be by the grace and power and wisdom of God, the Holy Ghost in us. But what are we to be busily doing? I believe the 5th signpost is we are to be faithful in our service to God. Let's just stay with what God has called us to do, to stay with God's word, to stay with God's house, to stay with God's work, to stay with God's people, to stay with God's will, to stay with God's glory, God's grace, and God's great gospel. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.